What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily, your daily dose of mental toughness, straight up, no excuses. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're tackling a beast that trips up more people than a rogue gym sock, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an imaginary finish line, striving for some impossible standard? You know, the one where everything has to be flawless, every detail picture perfect, or else it's a complete failure? Yeah, I've been there. We all have at some point. But let me tell you, that pursuit of perfection is a slippery slope, my friends. It can lead to stress, anxiety, procrastination, and ultimately, feeling like you're constantly falling short. So, how do we break free from this perfectionism prison? How do we embrace the beautiful messiness of life and actually enjoy the journey instead of just fixating on the destination? Well, buckle up because we're about to dive deep into 5 key takeaways that will help you kick perfectionism to the curb and unlock your true potential. First off, recognize that perfection is an illusion. It's a myth, a mirage in the desert of life. Nothing and no one is truly perfect. Even those seemingly flawless Instagram influencers. They've got their struggles, their insecurities, their moments of utter chaos behind the carefully curated facade. Remember, we're all human, with flaws, quirks, and beautiful imperfections that make us unique. Next, understand that progress over perfection is the real game changer. It's not about achieving some unattainable ideal, but about constantly striving to improve, to learn, to grow. Celebrate those small victories, those incremental steps forward, because they add up to something truly remarkable over time. Think of it like building a house. You don't start with a roof, do you? It's all about laying a solid foundation brick by brick. Thirdly, embrace failure as a learning opportunity. I know, it doesn't feel good at first. But let me tell you, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. Every stumble, every setback, is an invaluable lesson waiting to be learned. So next time you face a challenge, don't shy away from it. Embrace it. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, damn it. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, would you? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Practice that same kindness and understanding towards yourself, acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses with equal measure. Remember, you're human, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Lastly, remember to focus on what truly matters. Life is too short to be bogged down by striving for an impossible standard. What brings you joy? What makes you feel alive? Channel your energy towards those things, those experiences that enrich your life and bring you genuine fulfillment. Think about that time you were working on a project, maybe even one that was really important to you. You put in hours, sweat, and tears, but somewhere along the way, you got caught up in the pursuit of perfection. You started second-guessing every decision, agonizing over every detail, and before you knew it, the joy had vanished, replaced by stress and anxiety. Sound familiar? We've all been there. It's like trying to paint a masterpiece with a brush dipped in vinegar. It just doesn't work. But imagine if, instead of obsessing over every stroke, you simply allowed yourself to enjoy the process, to embrace the messiness, and to trust that the final result would be beautiful in its own unique way. That's the power of embracing imperfection. So, my friends, remember these 5 key takeaways. Perfection is an illusion. progress over perfection wins the game. Failure is a learning opportunity. Be kind to yourself, and focus on what truly matters. By letting go of the need to be perfect and embracing the beauty of imperfections, you unlock a world of possibilities. You'll experience less stress, more joy, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. So go out there, take risks, embrace challenges, and remember, it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's what makes you wonderfully human. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Don't forget to share your thoughts, your struggles, and your triumphs with me on social media using the hashtag SpartanDisciplineDaily. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, embrace the messiness, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.